The Lynx brand, according to its website, is about one thing, getting the girl. It appeals to the sort of post-ironic lads mag brigade with tongue firmly in cheek. One of its latest deodorants, for instance, is a heady mix that will apparently give you the scent of an astronaut. Goodness knows what that would be in a confined space. And is guaranteed to take girls sky high or even to another planet. Now, earlier this year, Lynx launched a new ad campaign with a competition offering an unbelievable prize, a trip into space for 22 passengers. The problem is that for half the world's population, namely the female half, it appeared we were being excluded. Under the tagline, "Leave a man, come back a hero," the campaign that followed was specifically aimed at men. And not everyone was happy about this, not least our space boffin regular, Kate Arkless Gray. Well, Kate applied to be one of these in with a chance. She's currently in the top five of the first 200 who will go through to the next round, so she's in with a very good chance there. And so I asked her, first of all, can you blame Lynx, though, when their job is to sell products and their products are aimed at men?
Well, absolutely. I'm not expecting Lynx, Axe, Unilever to go out and try and promote spaceflight to young women. Of course I'm not. That would be ridiculous. What I am expecting them to do is just be a bit more creative. You know, think differently about the way they're advertising their product. What they've done with this is basically fallen back on an old stereotype. In fact, I'd like to think an outdated stereotype that women are just there as trophies and it's only the men that can be the, you know, the hunky hero rescuers. And I don't think that's really doing them any favours, to be honest. At some point, I'm not going to be the only one thinking their adverts are outdated and maybe their products are outdated. So what they could have done, they had a great opportunity here to continue their brand message that wearing a Lynx product makes you more attractive to the opposite sex. And they could have done it, played with it a bit, had a female astronaut, and only the guy wearing the Lynx product gets the female astronaut. That sticks with their brand, and yet it challenges current assumptions.
Now, the fact that you're in the top five at the moment means that you're definitely going to go through to the next stage. There are hopefully going to be plenty of women in that top 200, but that hasn't always been the case, has it?
No, I mean, I applied as soon as the competition opened. I was one of the first people to sign up because it was a chance to go to space. I've always wanted to go to space. I will try however I can. And even if that means entering a competition which is based around a boy's deodorant, sure, if it'll get me there, I don't care. And then we realised, actually, I've got some friends from Space University who've also applied, but in Mexico, women weren't allowed to apply at all. And we kicked up a bit of a fuss, and we found that in 8 countries, women could not apply to this, including Russia, which is ridiculous, because Russia sent the first woman to space. Russia has actually just chosen, in its latest cosmonaut selection, has chosen a woman. So the idea that Russian women couldn't apply, were actively stopped from applying for this competition, it just seemed a bit much.
And this year is the 50th anniversary as well of Valentina Tereshkova.
So even more reasons for them to just stop and think, that's crazy. You can't, I don't know, if I was the advertising team in Russia, I would maybe somebody should have mentioned that. I don't know.
Well, there's still some time left before the deadline approaches at the end of April. So perhaps what we should encourage, and I say we, I mean you, me and every other woman out there who's interested in going to space, is perhaps encourage more women is to try and beat them at their own game. Try and get as many women as possible to get into that final 200, to get into the shortlist, to slightly upset the odds.
Absolutely. Well, there's still time, as you say, you can apply. And if you are interested in applying and you'd like some help and support from other space fanatic females, there's a group of us, we're called the Astro Girls, and that's G-R-R-L-S. I didn't just go American on you for no reason. And you can find us on Twitter, and we've got a Facebook page, and we're all there supporting each other, giving each other ideas of, you know, how to get votes, and of course voting for one another, because like you say, the more women that we have in there, the higher the chance that we'll get a woman in space.